Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Fertilizers are something that we think about a lot in the spring. Many plants are waking up and beginning to grow in February and March, and this is a popular time of the year to put out fertilizers. Now, fertilizers are simply materials that we add to the soil that provide one or more of the essential mineral nutrients that plants absorb out of the soil. And these are nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, sulfur. There are about 13 different elements that plants have to be able to absorb out of the soil to grow normally and be healthy. Now, these minerals, don't forget, are not their food. When we put fertilizers out, we are not literally feeding the plants. Plants make their own food through a remarkable process called photosynthesis, but they do need these minerals, and so that's why we provide fertilizers, because sometimes there aren't enough minerals for the plants to grow their very best. Now, how do you know if there are enough different kinds of minerals in your soil to make your plants grow healthy? Well, you can't just look at it. What you want to do is have your soil tested. You can get your soil tested through your local LSU Ag Center Parish Extension Office. It costs $10 per sample. There's a nice handy box you can use to mail in your samples. Those boxes are oftentimes available at area nurseries here in the Baton Rouge area as well. Now, once you get your soil test back, it will tell you what minerals are plentiful in your soil and what minerals are lacking. And when you buy a fertilizer, what you do is you focus on a fertilizer that has an ample amount of the nutrients that are lacking and little or none of the nutrients that are already there. If there are already enough of those nutrients there, adding more doesn't really help your plants much. Now, organic fertilizers are becoming increasingly popular. They're derived from living or once living organisms or from minerals that have been mined and then lightly processed. When you first start using them, it may seem more complicated than simply purchasing a commercial fertilizer, but in a way, it's really not all that different. You just have to understand what you've got to choose from. Unlike most commercial fertilizers, the mineral nutrients in organic fertilizers are not immediately available as soon as these fertilizers are applied. Soil microorganisms in the chemistry of the soil have to act on the organic fertilizer to gradually begin to release the mineral nutrients. Given this, you need to apply organic fertilizers a few weeks earlier than you would normally apply commercial fertilizers. Organic fertilizers have a lower potential to burn plants if overapplied when compared to commercial fertilizers. That means they're more forgiving. If you accidentally put out more of the fertilizer than is recommended, it's not really going to be a big deal. In the organic fertilizers, they release their nutrients over a long period of time. And in addition, most of the organic fertilizers have a complex amount of the mineral nutrients. That is, they have a lot of different kinds of mineral nutrients in them, including a lot of the trace elements. Now, what are some of the organic fertilizers that you'll find at your local nurseries and garden centers? Well, first off, some mineral-type fertilizers, lime and sulfur. Lime provides calcium, and sulfur, of course, provides sulfur. Both of those are essential elements. Lime can be used also to raise the pH if your pH is too low. Sulfur can be used to lower the pH, that is, make the soil more acid if your soil pH needs to be lowered. Now, organic gardeners are going to tell you that we always start off with manure and compost. Those are our basic organic fertilizers, but also look for alfalfa meal, worm castings, blood meal, bone meal, and blended organic fertilizers that contain a variety of nutrients. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.